I'm the program manager for UPMC Chautauqua Outpatient Chemical Dependency. We have clinics in Jamestown and in Dunkirk. We offer individual counseling, group counseling. We also have peer services with the Mental Health Association there. So we offer an array of groups. We have crisis walk-in appointments. We will see people right away. They can walk into our clinic and we will get them help. We have medication-assisted treatment. We try to get our patients inducted within 24 to 48 hours. Depending on what's going on, it's individualized. So we have individualized treatment planning with the patients. Our treatment for the patients is based on their needs.
So if somebody was ready to make a change today, You're telling me they can get help, or at least a helpful hand immediately. The process starts and they could be getting treatment in as soon as 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, they can walk into our clinic. They could decide right now, I want to go to UPMC to get help. They can walk in. They will tell the registrar that they're here for chemical dependency, for substance use, and the first person that's available will help them.
They're ready to make a change. They walk in, and then what actually happens? What can they expect to happen?
Somebody will come out to greet them and meet them. It could be one of our peers if the counselors are not available. It could be one of our nurses, just to kind of see what they want. And from there, then we do an assessment on them to meet their immediate needs. And then from there, we decide what is the best treatment planning options for them.
What kind of treatment is available for those that have, dependency?
Counseling, individual, group counseling, peer services, medication-assisted treatment. We might know right from there that they might need a higher level of care. We can help refer them to our inpatient chemical dependency unit that we have at the hospital. We also have a residential program. A lot of times you have to go to our inpatient program first, but it all depends on the level of care that is needed and what's going on with the patient.
I'm sure you guys, see this quite often, is when somebody comes in, they're scared to death. It's first and foremost, scary for them to make a decision to get help. And then there is so much pressure and stereotypes associated. And that's one of the stigmas that, we've been trying to help break, is that the idea of being dubbed a drug user, we're trying to get rid of that. It is a dependency. It is an addiction, and it is not your fault. I mean, this nasty stuff is doing its job to make you lose control. So when it comes down to them coming in and going through all these services, it's going to be a scary situation. It's going to be hard. And that's part of the process, right?
Yeah. Our staff has had a lot of training in motivational interviewing. We've also just got done with a harm reduction psychotherapy training where we had our staff in the hospital involved in our program. And we also had peer involvement from the Mental Health Association. And it was really well. And we learned a lot of how to talk to the patient, make sure they feel open with us and comfortable, because first impressions are the biggest thing with us. And I feel like having the peers involved is also helpful, because they've been there, they've done that. So that's why they're embedded in our program to help us. And it's been a great relationship for us.
We're starting to hear more and more about harm reduction. And harm reduction, how can you explain that to the audience?
For me, when I think of it, we are just trying to keep people alive right now. So if it's just giving them Narcan, teaching them how to use it, to use safely, to not inject and to use it a different way. Or maybe they don't want to stop using marijuana or cocaine. Just little steps to kind of keep them on the right path. And biggest goal is to keep them alive at this point, because things are getting so bad right now.
This has to take an emotional toll on you guys too.
Yeah, it's been a hard year ever since COVID. We feel like we've lost a lot of patients, whether it's to overdose or just not coming to the program because they don't have to, or they just went down the wrong path. And it's been really tough. It's been hard on staff. So we have staff meetings, we have supervision, the harm reduction consultation. We had 6 months of that after we did the training, just to talk about anything that was going on for us. So we just are a pretty good group and we stick together. And I feel like everybody feels comfortable talking. You grow attachments to your patients. You want the best for them. And we're just here to help them find the way. We have three peers in our programs right now, and they help us in outpatient. They help us in inpatient chemical dependency residential. They're with our patients in the emergency room. They see them on the medical floors. So they're our connection, I would say, for all the services. They might meet a patient in the ER and get them to inpatient, and then they connect them to our outpatient program. So it's a friendly, familiar face that makes them feel more comfortable.
And again, let's circle back to the fact that right now it's really, there's dangerous drugs, illicit drugs on our streets. I mean, you know, the only way to say it is there's a bad batch of bad stuff out there. And what is your department telling people, I mean, as a warning right now?
We're just telling them to use safely if they're going to use. We offer them Narcan at every visit. We ask them if they have Narcan with them. The Mental Health Association will teach them how to use it. We have them see our nurse practitioners to, if they want to get on medication-assisted treatment, to help them. We get that set up right away, and that's where we try to get them in within 24 to 48 hours. We have a crisis slot for our patients at 1 o'clock to see the nurse practitioners in case it's an emergency. A lot of times, the peers at the Mental Health Association, they know that we have this slot, so they will just call us. They'll call the nurse practitioner, and we will fit them in to get them help that day.
When it comes to your programs and services, what qualifies an individual to turn to you guys? I mean, is there a level of addiction or dependency that is makes you, I don't want to say qualified, but in a way, yeah, qualified to seek your help?
Well, we base it off the DSM-5. So there's mild use disorders, moderate use disorders, and severe use disorders. We also have brief intervention, maybe for somebody who is kind of on the fence that if they continue these same behaviors, they could develop a use disorder. So we just go by the DSM-5. It's just the book that we go by, and we just go from there. But in order to be in our program, you have to have a use disorder unless you require like brief intervention. So every time we see a patient, we make a level of care determination based on the locator. It's through OASIS, and that will come up with the level of care that we need. And if we don't feel like that's correct, then we can override it, but we have to have a justification.
And again, somebody that, you know, there's no referrals, you know, in this. They can walk in off the street to seek help.
Yes, please walk in off the street. Come in. We're there from 8:30 to 5. Come on in. We will help you.
And if, you know, if somebody's looking for help and they're ready to make a change, or if they feel that they're in a bad situation and they're scared because they know that they need to use because of the dependency, but they're scared because of the warnings and the dangers that are out there right now, and it's after hours, I understand that they can, you know, pick up the phone.
They can pick up the phone. We call it our kind of crisis line. Inpatient chemical dependency is always there 24/7. So if they can't get a hold of us because we're closed, and if they can't get a hold of a peer at the Mental Health Association, which they're always available too, then they can call our inpatient chemical dependency unit to figure out what the next steps are.
I think what we're trying to break through to the community is there are resources available, and we are lucky in our town to have this dangerous crisis, this pandemic of its own. We're lucky to have facilities and programs in our own hometown available just down the street to get the help. You don't have to drive, you know, hours away or states away. I mean, speak to that. I mean, the UPMC has really come in and has taken this, you know, stronghold on helping people.
Yeah, we have an open door. We are there when we're open for you to come in whenever you want. The emergency room has counselors if somebody's in a crisis and we're not open to help them figure out what's going on. Peer services are well connected to us. They're down at the Mental Health Association. They can help them develop a plan until they can actually meet with someone. There's always somebody available.
And in closing, Heather, if you had the opportunity in a one-on-one conversation, which I'm sure you've had, you know, with people who are suffering from addiction, or family members, friends who see a loved one, speaking to them, what would you say right now in this time?
You are not alone. there's a lot of people out there going through the same thing as you. We are here for you. There's always somebody that cares and will help you feel better and get you to where you need to be.